Angelo Cervi, Fred Film Radio. We are still at Berlinale 2015, and we are here with Liz Garbus, director of What Happened, Miss Simone, and Lisa Simone Kelly. Hello, how are you?
Excellent. Hello.
Liz, my first question is for you. When you know that you were making this movie, which was the biggest challenge that you thought you would have to face?
Representing such a complex figure in all her, you know, beautiful facets. You know, some of those facets are craggier than others and harder to scale, and some, you know, are shiny like diamonds, and it's how do you sort of allow the full picture of that diamond with its craggy and its brilliance.
And how did you and Lisa work together on that?
Well, I met Lisa a year and a half, the summer of 2013. And she told me her feelings. I listened to her. She told me about the people she felt were very important in her mother's life, and events in her mother's life. And then, you know, she sent us on our way. And, you know, we made a film. We went out into the world. We spent a long time talking to Lisa in interviews, and then came back later with a rough cut and said, you know, I'm like, hope. and Lisa watched it and wrote me back the most lovely email that I've saved, you know, just saying that she's done a dance and she's, you know, she can move on with her life now because she feels the truth of her mother has been told finally, and she doesn't have to answer so many questions. And so it was very independent for me as a director, but with the blessing of the family.
Yeah. As a viewer and a fan, I was really touched and astonished by the quantity of footage, personal footage there was on, besides the concerts, but all the private interviews, all the audio footage. How did you recollect all those stuff? I mean, you, Lisa, helped her out. It's part of the estate on Nina Simone, I believe.
Yes, but also as her child, I also have things of my mother's, like we all do. And so I was able to provide my mother's diaries and journals and pictures and other things that I thought might be helpful towards putting this process together. And then also Liz and Radical Media would, you know, give me a list of things that they were hoping that I might be able to provide. So it was definitely a collaborative effort. And outside of those things that I provided, Liz and Radical Media went around the world on their search for Nina, you know. So it was the items and the various articles that came together to help make this wonderful project were provided from various individuals and places.
But did you start with an idea of structure change as far as you find different material, or did you manage to stick to your original idea?
Well, you never exactly, yeah, yeah, that's right, of course, then it's boring because you haven't learned anything. But, you know, in listening to Lisa and in understanding what I did about the way Nina had been represented in the media, it was very important to me when we started to look for everything Nina. So we had Lisa had from her mother, and then as like investigators, we went around the globe looking for, oh, she did a radio interview in, you know, 1961, you know, maybe they've kept the tapes, you know, we did blah, blah, blah. And some things happened by chance, you know, that I would be speaking to someone and they said, oh, and we were going to write a book together. And maybe I still have those tapes. They're from 1975. I don't know if they still work. And it, you know, to her ghostwriter of her autobiography, who I pursued for 4 months to try to get tapes from him. So a lot of that stuff was, you know, it was like being an investigator. And the idea of the film was we started with all of that, started with the archival. So I started listening, watching, reading everything, and then from there formed the idea of the film, so that Nina was telling us, you know, what was important.
When I was watching the movie, I realized how could have been complicated for you to manage the double persona of your mom, the icon and the perception that you had as a child, because your personal image. You told us very, very personal stories about your mom, about what happened to her. When did you choose to reveal all those intimate part of her life, and why did you choose that?
First, I can answer the second question. It was time. And it was about finding the right team of people who had the know-how and also the enthusiasm to approach this project the way that I always envisioned my mother's project coming out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's important, as Liz has said, you know, they were Switzerland. I needed Switzerland. I didn't need anybody with an agenda, because most of the people around my mother had an agenda. And so I just wanted the truth to come out the way that my mother deserved. And oftentimes that truth is going to be fraught with highs and lows. And I didn't want anything to be left out, really. As long as it worked within the context of what you were doing, there were no like, okay, don't do this, don't, that never happened. It's like, okay, this is, I wasn't afraid. And my mother's life and her story has a little bit of everything in it that makes for a successful project. It's also triumph of the human spirit, you know. And I wanted people to realize not only what her journey was, but the fact that, you know, there are those of us that were touched by her when she wasn't on stage. We went home with that. It's like she didn't turn off and on. That's what we lived with, but that's who she was. And so, you know, you have a lot of people whose perspective is very limited because their knowledge of her is very limited. Now we're all kind of on the same page.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, and it's a wonderful place to be, because now we can have informed discussion. We can now move forward and build upon this foundation that has been placed that nobody can ignore, because it's in my mom's words. Mm-hmm. And then we can all go from here.
Yeah, actually, to be honest, as a fan and a viewer, I was really moved, and it changed my perception of her. Mm-hmm. Not only because I knew her since I was a kid, because my mom played her songs and played her records, and then I started buying her records by myself, and that's it. But I only have one side of it, you know. Now that you have also the darker side, it's maybe more painful for me, in order, but it's more complete, you know.
Through the darkness, you've been enlightened.
Exactly.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
You know, so I have to ask you a question, because
ready.
You know, yes, okay. So, you know, I know what my desire has been in terms of what I was hoping the world would get out of this. So you said that, you know, you've learned more. What exactly is it? What's the main thing that you feel is different now when you think of Nina Simone or listen to
Ella? Well, the trouble that she went through with all the activism and what came after that, and that kind of downfall that she suffered, for me, was really new. I mean, I didn't know it. And I thought that she was like, going through the bad times, that person, and that's it. There was not that reason makes her for me even braver than what she was, because it was a tough choice, you know. It was a tough choice, and I don't know if she was aware of the downfall of that choice on her.
Her husband was saying to her, you're not going to get the same, you know. Yeah. She was paying a big price for the position she was taking, and Andy was fighting her on it, right?
Yeah, but the thing is that she paid a big price, a huge price after a while, but I don't know if she was aware why she was making those choices that could have led
to...
we're
caught up in something
that's exciting.
And also, just think about what was happening, though, in the 60s is what you're referring to, right? Think about the environment in our country. The marches and the riots and you know, the bombings and the Ku Klux Klan, and
it
was the Jim Crow. I mean, everything was going on. So the environment was full of people who were speaking out or writing or different, you know, the voices that were could be heard were coming from a plethora of different directions, and they all pretty much knew each other. So, you know, when you got off stage, when you got done writing your book, when you got done with your photo shoot, you all got together and had drinks and started talking about what's going on. And so that fire was constantly fueled. And so, you know, that's what I really feel. It was an exciting time. Mm-hmm. It was an intellectual time. It was a time of how, what can we do as a group? What can we do to help to change an environment that our parents lived in? God, you know, remember, there's my grandparents and everything that they went through as well.
Oh, yeah.
So,
And they did. They did a wonderful job. But yet Mom, as she says in the documentary, my songs are no longer relevant. Mm. She felt like she was just, and I remember she would say that, as if I'm the only one left. I'm a dinosaur. Everybody else is gone.
Yeah, exactly.
The movement is gone. We got our right to vote, and everybody just said, okay, and they just left. Mm. You know, as if the problems have all gone away, and they haven't.
They
but
haven't.
As a result, she lost so much of what was just special to her and important to her in her heart, because after you get done waving that banner, you still got to go home and look yourself in the mirror.
Absolutely.
You still have to, you know, be at peace with some part of yourself, and that is what she was not.
Well, I'm glad that at the end of her life she finally had a new recognition, like a new career that brought her,
she had a second coming
into the lights again, because she definitely deserved it for me.
Definitely. No, you are absolutely right. And so now you just answered your own question in terms of, granted, I know this is an interview, but,
no,
but you know,
it's
why,
conversation.
Why, exactly, you know, why, what would make you want to share this with the world? The very things that we're talking about.
Yeah.
That was my mother, you see, and that's another thing that people forget. That was my mom.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that heart connection, that okay, she is not going to, she's not going to go into obscurity. She will not be forgotten, not on my watch.
No, and not on my
either. Excellent.
Thanks.
We have a Q&A. Our film is screening right now, so we
okay.
Have
thanks. Thanks a lot.
So
very much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.